Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location, semi-detoured default route. Happy Tuesday. You know, I'm glad I'm out here. I really am. I'm really glad I'm out here every day. And I'm proud of it. And I celebrate it that I walk 4.5+ miles every day before work. And then during work, I walk another hour, which is probably another 2 miles or so, I'm not sure. And even though when I get on Mr. Scale and it, I wouldn't say disappoints me, but when I get on Mr. Scale and I don't get numbers as low as I like for them to be, or I expected them to be, or I get my expectations up higher than they should be, and I get a little discouraged, ultimately I know it's still good for me to be out here doing this, and that all this work or effort that I'm putting in is contributing to the good. There's definitely benefits from it, things I'm getting back from it that may not just jump out at me, you know, with the numbers for Mr. Scale and weighing in and all that. Health-wise, mentally, I'm sure I'm benefited from all this. Just being outside, getting used to being out and about outside of the apartment and just seeing things and experiencing it, even if it's the same default route every day. The sense of accomplishment, you know all that. Because the day I woke up, it said 216.2. And I was like, okay. You know, I was like, okay. Yesterday it was 217.6 or 0.8 or something like that. And that was all because after the LA Maggots show in Watts, California, a predominantly minority area in which I Googled the demographics. And if I read it correctly, it says the residents of Watts, demographically, that there's like 0.05% white people. I think it was like 67% Hispanic, 37% black, and something else. I'm not even sure if the numbers added up, if I read them right. But basically it said there wasn't no white people in Watts, which I find to be intriguing, if not impossible, considering the overwhelming majority of people in California are white. Even if you got something all black, even if you got like an all black sorority, there's gonna be white people in it. It's just, the numbers just, you know, the numbers are just gonna be that way. Like at our job, the all black staff group, or the black staff group or whatever, there's white leaders in there, there's white office leaders in there, but enough about that. That's, you know, I get it. But, so we're down there, right? In the quote unquote hood, show was over. And, you know, it being the Watts Festival, it's the first time they put the event on. You know, there's going to be some peculiarities in certain shows like this. And you expect it. You expect it. Everybody hasn't had the experiences that you've had in executing certain things. So you understand, hey, this is their first time they're getting together. You know, I give them props for putting it together and getting as far as they did. You know, having, you know, just the whole organization. It's the first one. So basically the food didn't get there until after the show was over and everybody left. We got like little stamps and gave out a business card. If you had a business card, that means you were able to get a meal, like part of the band or part of the entertainment. I got one. Don't know why. They'll know why I got one. Am I in the band? That's what they ask me when I go to see P-Funk. You in the band? I'd be like, I don't lie. I'll say something like, not really, or no. You know, I ain't gonna say, because they'll let me, you know, sometimes I can just walk in. Sometimes I've done it on accident, where I've just walked places the general public shouldn't be, just on strength or, you know, my vibrato, whatever I was, you know, and then they just let me walk right in. But, you know, I understand my side of the stage. And when I was taking a picture of the LA Maggots, and I wasn't in it, everybody was in the picture and I wasn't in it, I had no problem with that. For whatever reason, I had no problem with it. You know, I was just like looking, seeing everybody smiling, looking at that band and looking at that group of people. And, you know, I wasn't in the picture. And I had no problem with it. For whatever reason, I have no problem with it. Not mainly, but it's probably because I know who I am. I know what I've established. I've carved out my niche. I'm like, psh. It's not like, psh. But it's like, you know, I'm good. And I don't think I've, probably take me 60 years to get here. Probably taking me 60 years to get to this point to where I don't have to be in the front or I don't have to be acknowledged or, you know, I understand that I get mine. I get mine enough to feel fulfilled and satisfied and accomplished. I don't know what the right word is. And I bring that up because I think it's an important point that maybe publicly and socially you're not supposed to acknowledge. Or, you know, it's better, you know, the cool people, mannerly people, you know, you're not even supposed to sweat that. Act like, you know, you don't even sweat that. You ain't worried about it. You just do you. Don't worry about what other people think. You know, and to a degree, that's true. And probably that may be it. That I really don't care what other people think. That may be where I'm at. That may be what I'm trying to get to, the long way around what I get to. I really don't care what other people think anymore because I know who I am. I know what I am. I've been acknowledged for my endeavors and my accomplishments. And I'm satisfied with that. So anyway, you know, I'm not part of it. And plus my autonomy. I do love and respect my autonomy because my number one thing in life right now is to do what I want to do, say what I want to say. And if that means it's not attaching myself to certain things or certain organizations to maintain this freedom, so be it. You know, if that's what that means, to just go ahead and, you know, keep a distance from this, keep a distance from that, to maintain my autonomy, and that Jeffrey TV, say anything we want, do whatever you want, you know, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. You know, because a lot of times you get in organizations, don't do that. Don't post this. Don't say that. Don't do this. You know, we're trying to, you know, because people do want to, you know, they want the face of the organization to be as polished and as clean, you know, as possible. And they try to manipulate the presence, the was presented to the public. Like way back in the day before cell phones and stuff, when we wasn't allowed to take pictures at concerts or video or anything, the performers and artists had a lot more control over what the public saw of them. Now, you know, they got to get up there, whatever they do at that time, it's going to be on the internet forever. If they make a mistake, it's there, whatever happens. And that has to be a whole different mind thing as far as performing. It has to be. Because that's where I remember we wasn't allowed to take pictures. Our phones didn't have phones, number one. And our phones didn't have, and when we did them, they didn't really have good pictures. And they even wouldn't allow you to take pictures. They saw you taking pictures with your phone, they stopped you. Definitely no video. Forget that. No video at all. But over time, that's all that's changed. And I remember the gradual change. I'm like, how they gonna stop everybody from shooting video? And then the cameras got so good in these phones that in the audio, you know, you're shooting almost broadcast quality stuff. Every fan that goes to a show can almost shoot broadcast quality video of these artists. And the artists and performers can no longer control what gets out there. And that's probably a good thing. That's probably a good thing. But anyhow, my autonomy. So afterwards, after the show was over, and like I said, I had a stamp for whatever reason. I had a stamp in a car. And whatever reason, I'm an L.A. Maggot. You know, I support. I guess technically, you know, I do photography. And I do, you know, I record. And I do this and I do that. And I support. You know, I do put in work. Maybe not officially. I don't get paid for it. I'm not on the payroll. And I don't mind it that way. And a couple times they even said, you know, they know. I told Holy, I think, you know, for some stuff I don't need to know, don't tell me. You know, and oh, another thing, there's like a group chat or group text that the maggots are in, and I'm not in it. And I was like, I'm cool. I'm cool. You know, I mean, I did not mind not being in it. It's like a group text, you know, because they were like, say, oh, yeah, there's a show October 5th. And I'm like, well, how come I don't know about the show on October 5th? You know, even though I'm on the outside, I still want to be like, you know, how come I ain't on it? You know, even though I want to stay on the outside, I want to keep my distance and my autonomy. I still, hey, damn it, I'm Jeffrey. How come I? I love playing that role, but, or that shtick, or that character. But, and they said it was a group chat.